say, my talkers, welcome to this, as we get you to your early evening, Mike Ganger filling in for, of course, Grant, as he's feeling a little under the weather, but we've got Lori and Julia to get you to your evening tonight. Here am I talking.
Thank you, Mike.
Coming in today.
Julia, did you get Grant sick? Are you the person that is spreading this?
I forgot to make out with him last weekend, but he did that with his girlfriend and partner.
Was she sick? I mean, yes. There is really, I mean, you've been saying there is stuff going around.
Well,
this RSV is just as this respiratory thing. It's basically like a flu cold. It's like a flu cold.
We always had this in spring. We both had the cough.
Yes, very catchy. Yeah.
All right. Well, Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We have a fun show. We have so much going on today. We've got pink tickets to give away for a concert at Target Field a Thursday night in August. Mm-hmm. We have Nick Schenck, who is the award-winning screenwriter from Minnesota that's responsible for A Christmas Story Christmas, which came out today.
Julia, he wrote Gran Torino.
I know.
He's written three Clint Eastwood.
I know.
Big hits.
Narcos, he's everything.
Yeah.
We've got Brian Barron with us from Don't Go to the Cosmetic Counter, telling us about how to look glowing for the holidays. We've got Mike here. We've got Give to the Max, Dave, for Alive and Kickin'.
And that who we're promoting, that's our, because I know there's everybody, this is the day, like everyone is reaching.
And it's a perfect time because if, you know, charitable donations, it's a good time.
And they're down.
They're way down.
Yep.
And Alive and Kickin', we have such a great relationship with Alive and Kickin' that gives a voice to seniors through their personal stories and their popular songs. And we want to honor, of course, Michael Matthew Farrell, who I was going to call Matthew Michael Farrell, which he would love if we said it wrong.
Right, right.
Who passed this past year, and to honor him.
It was actually last summer.
Was it just this summer?
No, a year ago.
So for every $50 donation, a listener gets a limited Kickin' It with My Talk t-shirt, which is really cute. You just go to My Talk.
Julia, it's possible that Alive and Kicking might allow us to be in there.
When would they do spoken word?
When the time
word?
Is right. If they just need like some, go-go dancers, if they need young at heart go-go dancers, or like the triangle or a tambourine. I could see there could be a place for...
For
you
us,
know, yeah,
you to don't hold want, the cue cards and yeah, announcing the next yeah. song.
No, that they're such a fun, inspirational, great group to enjoy and see. And we were lucky enough to have, you know, met people and, you know, and then by the very same fact that I think you have to be 70 or 75 to get in. I can't remember. But anyway, people come and go, Mike, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And here's... Yeah. And Peggy and people
mostly because they're going to the other side, sure. You know, so it is like always, you know, there's a real awareness of life and living because I don't know, maybe you just I've always thought people get oftentimes younger as they get older, you know, you have less time. So it keeps you on your toes and you're like it just in more in the moment. So there's a real joy to that group.
And people are giving. Peggy gave in memory of Dwight Larson, a performer at Alive and Kickin'. Aww. Patricia, Julie, Jerry, in memory of all of our Alive and Kickin' family, are singing in heaven.
Yeah.
John, Anonymous. I mean,
it's the one thing we all have in common. It's going to happen to everybody. And so I just love that, the whole essence of the group.
Remember the first time we met them at the church and we were just in awe and just like, how is this? I want to be a part of this when I can.
Yeah.
Alive and Kickin'.
Yeah.
So these seniors rock is right.
Well, I almost want to call them Funyuns because they were so young and happy.
Remember when they performed at our My Talk musical with us?
Yes.
Remember that?
Let the sunshine
in. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Mike, you're new to our family here at My Talk.
But they were all in their hippie 60s stuff, awesome. And that's such a great song, you know. And then Michael's, you know, directing everybody, and he's just a delicious person to watch
and they've
perform.
Got, you know, a new team there, but old team there, too. Yeah. So we really hope that if you have time, you can make any donation. I mean, Anonymous gave $500. Becky gave $100.
Wow.
Don gave $50. So thank you, everybody, for donating. We would love it if you continued the donations.
Yeah.
And again, it's the time of year. It's a great write-off, and it just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It really does. So, alive and kicking, give to the max, stay here at MyTalk. Go to MyTalk1071.com. It's right on the cover page.
Okay.
I know that we'll make our donations during the break.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to give a shout-out if you want to go on a travel adventure. This evening, our friend Gail Shore is speaking at the Women's Club tonight at 6 o'clock. And, you know, Emmy Award winning TV producer and former anchor, you know, Colleen Needles is moderating it.
It's about
Gail. You know, we had her on the show earlier this
Tuesday.
Week. She's been to over 100 countries and she travels solo. And it's, she always, you know, finds out like what is the center of this country? You know, what is it? The religion,
the essence
of it. But anyway, she's really, really an interesting person. How she really even looking at the world through an open cultural eye, which is that we are more similar than dissimilar. And by showing, you know, even though some people, you know, live in a tribe or some people are, you know, herders or and farmer or whatever the life may be. But she's always like so interesting to talk to. And the Q&A, of course, from the audience.
Right.
And the number one thing she gets asked is how many countries? Almost 100. And
that's
then,
amazing. I was sorry I wasn't here that day because she's so.
So she's got a book out, it's really. I haven't had a chance to read it all, but it's opening my cultural lens: a Globetrekker's experience and photographs. So it's just her account of her solo travel and just, you know, Timbuktu and North Korea and Iran and the Amazon and
places you wouldn't probably go to, but you can kind of.
Armchair travel
through her lens, and she's a beautiful photographer.
Yes,
so that's at the Women's Club tonight,
and then there's another one next week. But I'll remind you guys about it. But this would be a good book group guide because of how she's styled and written the book, and it would be. It's very interesting because you do have assumptions about you name a country, and a picture comes to your mind. And that's what you think it is.
Yeah.
You know, so just opening.
Open your eyes.
Open the eyes. All right, listen, we come back. It's our story we can't get enough of. I wonder if it's a dilemma, like, for people like Taylor Swift or Pink or anybody who's a star. Like, when they go out on tour, all their rich, pesty friends that want comp tickets. Is that just what every artist does is they get to save so many free tickets for their friends?
Okay. All right. Now, this is a question that I can't believe you didn't ask John Bream.
I know.
Or Ross Riello. We could ask him.
Yeah.
Well,
they get so many. It's in their contract.
It's probably in their contract. Per city, you get.
And then when you run out, you just say, you're
rich.
You're Joe Jonas. You used to date me. Go buy a scalp ticket like everybody else.
Well, and Colleen never got tickets.
No, a lot of people didn't get tickets. But, you know, Taylor can only, you know, she could have probably sold out another night here.
I'm sure she could have.
Because I think she played three nights here the last time she was here.
I'm sure she could have.
Well, someone who is really excited about playing her stadium tour. And so Pink was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Darling,
I don't know if you saw it.
Just saw outtakes.
Okay, so I want to play the song that when you hear this later in the show, this will be your cue to be the seventh caller.
To get a free pair of tickets.
Yeah, you're going to go next August 10th. Pink it's her first stadium tour. She's the first woman to open it.
Outdoors.
Pat Benatar, outdoors. She's only doing 21 cities.
Okay.
It's just a summer tour. She's not doing
good
one of her around the world tours.
Good for her.
She said, I'm doing it between, you know, Willow's
school.
Theater camp.
Oh, I love
it. In school, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So here's the song we picked for today. So I am so entranced that Pink comes out in a shiny red sequin dress that I just love. I love sequins.
Yeah,
I've loved sequins since I was a little girl.
Dazzling.
You and I have a lot of sequins,
yes.
But I have a blue sequin top I got from Jennifer Lopez at Kohl's when she had that.
Jessica Simpson, I got one from her burgers.
I just bought my Las Vegas sequin black and gold jacket. I look like a cheerleader or
you
something
did.
In it, but it had sequins and I just, I don't know. I'm helpless in front of sequins. So
I have a sequins hat too.
Oh yeah,
you have a lot of your.
I love them. Yeah, I love them.
You're a bit dazzled
lady. So I'm blaming
lady.
Pink. I'm watching her this morning and in this red dress, and it's just long. It's just simple, and it's so pretty on her, and her hair was
signature pink.
Yeah, and
if you've never seen her before, she's amazing. Mike, have you ever seen her?
No, I have not.
Oh, she's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, she has been around for so long. Like, she has, like, maybe a 25-year career. She might have 40.
I saw her on Fremont Street at the Golden Nugget days years ago.
Yeah, she has so many songs. You just don't realize it because she's just been a steady, consistent superstar in my mind. But
she takes breaks.
She takes breaks, that's right. And anyway, and she's not...
She's that showy.
Yeah. So she was just super, super fun. And I'm up at Grand Victoria today running a couple of errands. And all of a sudden, I mean, my car, I swerved. And luckily there was a spot for me, a 15-minute spot.
Okay.
In front of Evereve because there was a dress in the window that was all sequins with a V-neck. And long sleeves and a belt. And not only was it sequins, it was like multicolor sequin.
So you could be a different color in any light.
Oh, that's right, Julia. Oh, Julia. Just
like the Christmas tree light. Yes, it's red, yes, it's green, yes. It's gold.
I ran in, even though I also had to run to the bathroom before I made my purchase because, like, anytime I get a retail explosion of excitement, I inevitably have to go to the bathroom.
Well, of course.
It's just my shopping tell.
Tell me about this dress.
It's, you know, it's just a sequin dress. It's just a simple, pretty dress, but it was like $128.
Oh, lovely.
So I figured probably, you know...
I love that your car turned you around.
Oh, yeah, Julia, it did. That car, that the dress was like a beacon. It's like a you know, like how I feel about certain slot machines when I'm in Vegas. Sometimes they wink and nod at me. I know it sounds crazy, but I just ran. I didn't even try it on. I just bought it and got out of there.
How exciting.
So, but Pink put the sequins in my mind, and then Kimmel did about one of the funnest games, because he doesn't usually do like this kind of stuff. This is more of a Fallon thing.
Yeah, okay.
And Pink sat on the couch, and she is really excited about these 21 dates that she's doing. And, you know, the whole family will be on the road because it's summer.
It's all play.
But he did this, Kimmel did this game, Can You Sing Anything? And he just had these cue cards, and it's just random collections of phrases that she has to just sing in one continuous song. Wing it and sing it. So here we go.
It's time now to wing it and sing it. Hello.
Just a piano guy.
Pianist. I'm terrified.
Don't be frightened. Hello, Jeff. Hi, Pink. This is Pink, everybody.
He can sing anything.
He can. She's a Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. There's no reason to be frightened. This is very simple.
Okay.
And we posted this, too.
We have some lyrics on these cards. These are lyrics you've not seen, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to reveal them to you.
Okay.
And all you have to do is sing them as you see them. Okay?
I apologize.
All right.
Does she have dyslexia?
Necessary.
We're going to nail it.
Jeff is going to be accompanying you. He is our pianist.
But I mean, she
piano
just
player,
has to sing.
To be called. Are you ready to do it?
I think.
It's like three time sentences to wing it and sing it.
If you found out who I really am, would you still wanna be my man? Would you still love me if you knew?
He's just moving the cards.
The many sketchy things I do. I drink ranch dressing straight out of the jar. I look at my phone when I'm driving my car.
Oh, geez.
On Halloween night, I won't open the door. I once wet the bed in a mattress store. I honk my horn just to make people mad. I tell random kids that guy's not your real dad.
Oh, jeez.
Flip people off on the 405. I believe JFK Jr. is well. No, I don't.
Yeah. And alive a bit.
Just in case you need more examples. high at Costco and eat all the free samples. And one time on a flight that was going to Sydney, I roofied a guy and took out his kidney.
Oh, jeez.
And then in fact, you should know I have a third nipple on my elbow.
Oh, jeez.
He's just the card, one card
in
after another.
In the heat of passion that sounds like I'm making, oh, a snort gobble.
Sex.
Oh, God, I'm
sex
not making.
What does it say?
Sex sounds. Oh. There you go. Anyway.
Okay, it just
amazing.
Reminded me how gorgeous her voice is.
Yes, and she has so many great songs. So I'm definitely
We are
tickets.
So excited to give away a pair of tickets later in our show today. Listen for the pink song and be the seventh caller. Lori.
And she helped me with
good.
My holiday dress.
She
now
did.
I can rest easy. Do you know, Mike, I don't know, that is a worry over your mind sometimes.
For
it's
sure.
It's been 2 years
I'm
for
jealous.
A lot of people.
I'm jealous. Okay. All right, we are so delighted to have Brian Barron with us from Paula's Choice. Help us feel sparkly and pretty at the holidays. And Brian, that's the theme song Lori picked for you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Can you say that again?
Lori picked Vogue as your theme song.
I think we
show.
Played that the last time you were on.
Oh my gosh. I was literally sitting here snapping my fingers.
Yeah, no, I just feel like if we're going to be getting like some great beauty tips, then I don't know why Vogue comes to mind, but it just does.
It, you know, it's one of those songs that works for so many things.
Yes,
it does. So,
it does.
All right. Last time you were on with us, we got a couple emails from some listeners wanting to know about their eyebrows.
Eyebrows are, people are really,
obsessed.
There's issues.
So give us some tips about keeping them, growing them, grooming them, and coloring them in.
Ooh, there's a lot to unpack
here.
Yes, there is.
one of the big things you can do to keep your eyebrows healthy and growing and coming in full is to tweeze minimally. I know that most people and more than a few men absolutely need to tweeze their brows for regular maintenance, but if you over tweeze your brows or if you do it too aggressively, you're literally damaging the hair follicle. And what happens that you don't see is that down inside that hair follicle over time, because of the trauma that plucking the hair causes, you get scar tissue buildup. And you won't see that, but what you will see is that you're not getting any eyebrow hair growth where you used to.
Mm-hmm.
And your eyebrows start looking progressively more thinner.
Yeah.
This is the Pamela Anderson 90s look.
It's come and gone throughout fashion, but I do remember you will, someone surely, an auntie, a sis, big sister, your somebody will say to you, just stop plucking your beautiful eyebrows. Someone will try and stop you that knows.
Yes. And I think a lot of people also make the mistake of thinking that they have to pluck when really what they need is a trim.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could get a small pair of even something like a cuticle nipper would work. Don't use full-size scissors. You want like a smaller pair of scissors and use a comb, even an old toothbrush
that
you can clean up and wash. Also works well to just brush all the hairs either up or down and then get a sense of how they fall. And then where you need to trim.
Yeah,
and that can make a huge difference without actually pulling the hair out of the follicle.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never thought that creates trauma. I mean, I know that when people pluck,
and
it doesn't
grow
back.
Pamela Anderson continues with her skinny. She doesn't have any brows.
Right.
Somebody over-plucked her beautiful brows, and this is what she stuck with.
Right.
Yes. So one of the things that you can do cosmetic procedure-wise, there's two different treatments that you can use to fake the appearance of having more brow hair and a fuller-looking brow. And when I say fake, when this is done correctly, it can actually look very natural. And one of the processes is called microblading.
Yes.
Oh, I'm terrified of that, Brian. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I've actually thought about having it done myself because as I've gotten older, I have like my right eyebrow is not nearly as full as my left, and it actually can look a little strange sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's semi-permanent, and they basically inject a safe dye that matches your natural brow color. Or if you don't have any brows, then they'll most likely match your hair color.
It's a game changer.
And then it lasts about 12 to 18 months, and then it starts fading.
But what if they do it badly? What if you get, you know, like somebody who's not like having a shaky hand day, and then you've got a permanently arched eyebrow or something, Fakakta, like that?
Well, then you could, well, you definitely want to have a consultation before committing to the procedure and make sure that you feel good. To see pictures of their work.
Right.
Thank you, Brian. Lori's
But I mean, you should, like,
of course.
You know, you don't want to just go to somebody who knows somebody.
No, of course. Right. There's reputable people.
Don't show up with a double espresso for your technician and say, here, drink this first.
Right. So that's
but there's a variation on microblading called micro shading, where instead of taking the dye and drawing in small hairs to replicate the natural hairs, they do very small, almost micronized dots of color, which is a more so if you're worried about microblading, if you think it might be too much, you could try micro shading first.
Yes.
It is more subtle. And then if you like micro shading, but you want a bit more depth or more of a designed, more of a sculpted look, you could go back for microblading.
Mm-hmm. And I do think the eyebrows frame your face. I think they're important.
Absolutely.
To color them in or do something with it. Do you have any grow your eyebrow products that you think work?
There's two options I like. One is actually for eyelashes. It's called Rapid Lash or Revital Lash. And that contains what's called a prostaglandin analog. Prostaglandins are a type of hormone in the body that play a role in eyebrow and eyelash growth.
Just specific to that area?
What's that?
Just specific to the eyebrows and the eyelashes?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, there's a greater population of them in that area.
Okay.
As like compared to the scalp. Mm-hmm. You could talk with your healthcare provider about a prescription for Latisse, which was FDA approved, I think, back in 2008 for eyelash growth. But there are several studies in the literature that have looked at people who have a condition called matterosis, which leads to eyebrow loss. It has nothing to do with plucking or tweezing. It's just for one of various factors, genetic, autoimmune issue, certain infections, they lose their eyebrow hair. And in about 96-97% of patients who use Latisse, which is the active ingredient is bimatoprost, another prostaglandin analog, they get regrowth. They literally grow their eyebrow hair back. So the only case that hasn't been as successful consistently is when people lose their eyebrows due to chemotherapy.
Okay.
And I don't quite know why that is, if it had to do with the types of medication they were on for their chemo or other underlying factors. But any other type of matterosis that sudden loss or gradual loss of eyebrow hair, it seems to have a really good track record.
Mm-hmm. I remember Dr. Crutchfield told me that. I said, I'm thinning my eyebrows. And he said, just put some Latisse in that, in that, on the hair there. Yeah. It'll grow.
Yeah.
Just like
you'll see various brow growth brush-on type serums out there. Most of them do not contain the right ingredients.
Okay.
Even some of the companies that make these really good lash growth products, they have a companion brow product, and I look at the ingredient list and I'm like, there's nothing in the brow product that's going to do what the eyelash product can do. So just get the eyelash product and use it on your brows.
So the two you recommend are Revitalash and Latisse.
Correct.
Okay.
And again, Latisse would require a conversation with your healthcare provider. It does require a prescription. But it is safe. It's been in use a long time.
Right, it has.
Anyone with this concern shouldn't have an issue getting a prescription for it. Yeah. However, insurances typically don't cover it because it's a cosmetic concern, although if you have a medical diagnosis of Matarosis, mm-hmm. you may be able to get some help there.
Yeah. But the other one, do we just get that online or at a drugstore, Revitalash?
Yeah, yeah, I would look online. I don't, at least in my part of the country, here in Michigan, I don't see it with the same regularity in the stores that I used to, although places like Ulta may have it.
Sure. Okay. Okay. I love it. All mm-hmm. right. Do we have time? We don't.
We have time maybe for one more
okay,
question.
Okay. We have time for one quick question, Brian. We love, love, love this. Thank you for being on our show, Vogue, Vogue, Vogue.
Vogue.
Just a real fun product, one product that you love that can give your skin an extra.
No, I got a better question. Because here's the thing that everyone thinks in this time of year, that they're obsessed with a glow lotion or some kind of, you know how people want to do the Lumi kind of highlighter on their cheekbones and their eyes. And people go, well, they go overboard and they don't exactly know what they're doing. What's your best tip if you want to, you know, kind of wear a glow shimmy, do that kind of a look?
My best tip, and I've done this on several brides over the years for makeup, is to choose one key area of your face you want to highlight. Don't highlight the tops of your cheeks, your brow bone, your lips, the center of your forehead, because you'll just end up looking too shiny and gleamy.
Okay.
So, and how do you decide? Look at the shape of your face. So maybe you're somebody that has higher cheekbones, or your cheekbones are your best feature. You could highlight there. If you have larger eyes, or you have a larger amount of space between the crease of your eye and your eyebrow, highlighting under the brow bone area could be very attractive. Mm-hmm. If you have nice full lips, maybe that's your best feature. Highlight that. But don't highlight all over the place, or the effect gets diluted.
There you
that's
go.
That's perfect.
See, that was really what we were...
That's perfect.
Kind of what I think okay. people want to know, because I always get confused. What am I doing again? And I feel like we haven't gone to a holiday party in 2 years or something.
Right.
We might be out of makeup
well,
practice.
I think that's actually true. I mean, in fact, the invitations are coming in for us already, and it's kind of exciting.
It is exciting.
It is. So those are all great things. Thank you so much for helping us with eyebrows and our holiday glow.
My pleasure. I look forward to the next visit.
Oh, we can't wait. All right. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Brian.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Okay. Take care. All right. When we come back, oh gosh. Pickled?
Pickled.
It's on tonight.
Yeah.
I know it is. Okay. We'll be back.
Julia. I love
the makeup stuff.
Oh, the makeup stuff?
Oh, yeah. I love. He's going to be on again in December. So if anyone has questions, send us a note and we'll get you covered.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
So I tore this out of the good old parade in the mm-hmm. Sunday Star Tribune section. Let's play pickleball. With Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. It airs tonight on CBS.
Yep.
It's a tournament of stars hosted and created by Colbert. Competitors include, and they have funny team names, but
okay.
Jimmy Allen, Will Ferrell, Murray Bartlett from the Lotus, Dierks Bentley, Max Greenfield. We had a very funny encounter with him in L.A. once.
Yes, we did.
Louis Guzman, Daniel Day Kim, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh,
you guys,
wow.
Aisha Taylor, Tig Notaro, Kelly Rowland, and Emma Watson. And they're all they're competing for the Colbert Cup. And it looks very Wimbledon-ish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so they're kind of all excited. Like, I think Kane Brown and Jimmy Allen, I don't know, they're pairing up like with Kevin Hart, and they've got these funny names.
It's
and,
so much fun.
Yes.
So last night I couldn't play on my league.
Yeah.
And our league name is Paddle Girls.
Oh, that's a good name.
Thank you. I came up with that.
Yeah.
And my partner had a different woman play in my place. Let's just say I might be jealous of her because she sends me the scores, not to diss me or anything.
Yeah.
But let's just say this nurse person has this name, Tammy, and Tammy is a better, obviously, player than me, and
right.
they, like, kicked butt last night, and I'm like, oh my gosh, are you going to ditch me now?
We got spanked so hard at the bowling alley last night.
Oh, did you?
We just were finding comfort in the fact that we were bowling so bad, and we're just laughing about it.
Wait, sometimes you just do,
because it's just like, what can you do?
Stand back, move forward.
I mean,
don't hit anything, duck.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes it's just like the people are so good against you. This will be fun for people to watch to get an idea
of what pickleball is. Yes. I think it's brilliant on the part of Colbert. It's brilliant on the part of CBS because we're getting into the time of the year where the network is like they've got time that they'll give for something like this.
And I have to admit,
and if it gets a lot of eyes, which I think it might get a lot of eyes.
The celebrity angle might. Okay, so as a player.
As a player.
I prefer watching tennis. Mm-hmm. I just do.
Yeah.
There's more.
Have you ever watched pickleball?
Yes,
on
I
TV?
Have, because they played on the tennis network.
Okay, that's going too far. We only want to see celebrities play pickleball at this point. We don't know enough about this
but
game.
But people who watch the tennis tennis do.
Okay, but do they really? It's like watching ping pong for hours.
But it's people.
I know.
Here's the thing about
it. I like the idea that it's celebrities. I'm not ready to see regular people play
pickleball. Mike, have you ever played?
I've played, yes.
It's fun, isn't
it? It is a lot of fun, and I love how it's very easy. And like it's not easy. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's easy to learn, I guess, and kind of easy to execute, and then the skill level just depends on...
It's like standing on top of a ping pong player.
Yeah,
table.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I don't like the noise from a professional standpoint watching it.
Got it.
I have a din issue.
Okay.
Like I prefer the sound of a tennis ball being hit versus
Well, that's a soft brown noise.
And not as frequent as a bang bang bang.
Bang, yeah, you're right.
So I don't really like watching competitive pickleball.
Well, I can see why, because I don't like it already.
I like to play it.
Yeah.
I love playing it.
It's satisfying thwack in
person. It's beyond fun to hit things. Yeah. I mean, it's beyond fun, but this is going to be fun. Is it on at 8 or 9?
It's on at, I think it's on at 8.
CBS tonight. And it'll give people an idea. I mean, it's exploding.
I'm for sure going
to
DVR it.
And you don't have to be able to run a marathon to play pickleball. It really is for everyone.
And again, it's all celebrities that we're watching. Fun. So it'll be kind of, you know, funny. And some of them are just learning it. Not all of them know how. Stephen Colbert has been on the pickleball bandwagon for a while.
Yes.
He's been out loud like you, one of the few media people, Julia, who's ready to lift up their pickleball paddle and say, it has been talking about this for 2 years.
Because it is the most fun in the world to play, and it's so social, and it's such a quick workout.
Yeah.
But I'm not any better. I swear to God, I never get better at tennis. I never get better. I just like to do it.
Yeah, it's like me in bowling. You know, I never
How
get
is your
any
arm?
Better. You know what, Julia, I am coming to the slow realization that I think
this is
going to be my last
30-something years.
Unless this
tendonitis thing goes away.
It's repetitive
bowling
age
motion.
Injury or whatever it is. It's something
R-A-I.
It's called something, Mike, but it's basically... If you've played and done like this same thing, which I've been on a bowling league, I do not really care to discuss those terms out loud exactly what that means. But that is what it means. Like if you've done something like for this really long time and
other people call it tennis arm or golf elbow or tennis elbow.
Yeah, I got bowling arm, I guess. Yeah. I got bowling elbow. And honestly,
B-E.
You should see how I pick up the ball. It's pathetic. I had K2 tape up on both sides of my arm.
You didn't have me tape you last night. Yeah. Okay.
And Solanopasas up my arm.
Which are those.
Okay. And then I was showing people and they're like, damn. I go,
You're committed.
Bad.
But your ball weighs a lot. I know you don't think it does, Lori, but you use 11 pound?
12.
That's heavy. I'm sorry, and I lift weights.
Yeah.
But that's a heavy ball. I can't ball with more than like a 9.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I do have to get a new ball, but I don't know. Now I'm going to be a week on and a week off.
You need rest and ice and just
it's
a Theragun.
It is very embarrassing to have a bowling injury. To be, because I'm an older, younger person who's been doing
How does this happen?
For a long time.
And have you recovered from the Pilates chair injury?
Julia, that is a very sore subject with me. Do not bring it up.
We're of that tender age. Mm-mm. Injuries are us. I mean, I was out with my hamstring all summer.
Yikes.
I mean, this crap is real.
Yeah. It is.
It is real. It's not for the weak at heart.
All right. So I talked
to
my sister.
I'm sad if you give it up. I think you should just rest and use a lighter ball. That's my or learn how to do it left-handed.
Yeah, none of these things are happening.
Because her bowling ball is so cute, Mike. It's Hello Kitty.
Aww.
It is. And it goes down, and the kitty face just smiles.
Yeah, and I don't put my fingers in anybody else's holes like that. And
you could wear a glove.
As far as the ball is concerned.
This is good to know.
I'm getting in deeper now. All but right. Yeah, okay.
We're deep in the hole.
Yeah. I could myself to put my fingers
in. And after all of us who go to public bowling, I wouldn't even think twice. I mean, I wash my hands after, but big deal. But Lori's just like, the gems!
Her face right now is just
gems! So, you know, I hadn't talked to my sister about Yellowstone, and she's crazy about it. And, you know,
12.9 million people were!
Yeah. And you know what? We talked about it, and we agree that Kelly Riley, who plays Beth Dutton, is having the time of her life
playing
the best biatch on TV.
She's fantastic
at it.
She's
so good.
She really is good. And she's so sweet in her English accent in real life. And then here she is, badass.
And you know, she's been around. She was in this 2005 Pride and Prejudice. She was in this Magic City. She was Mary Morstan in the Sherlock Holmes movie.
She's a big deal across the pond.
Yeah, and she was in the worst season of True Detective.
She was
that one. And but anyway, this is her role, and she tears it up. She really does. And we decided we don't care that she's as mean as she is, because you know what? It's like the first time. Well, we've seen other mean people who are good biatches. She's as good. She's like a man that way. She's ruthless.
She really is.
She is ruthless, and I love to see it.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't often see it, and
you don't see
Yellowstone women. Media knows it. The social media knows it, because they have at least 30 minutes of a best of Beth compilation of some of her best. Like, one of my favorites from last season was, I can't even remember who she said it to. She said, "You're the trailer park and I'm the tornado."
I love
it. But of course said it, you know, much, you know, with everything, but you were just
I could see that you learned how to act at a Project Dirty movie star. I saw your acting chops
and
your delivery.
But she plays her with relish, and that is one of the intoxicating things about this show, is her.
And the message, I'm just going to say you, from the new governor of Montana.
I know. Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Trade your Monday, real life. For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.